Did you just hit record?
Yes.
He just hit record.
I'm so sad, too, because that was at least, like, 7 minutes that would have filled up a very short episode of mine.
I thought we were going this whole time,
oh,
dude.
No, I just had it queued up in my head.
You normally hit it so early.
I've hit it now.
There was good stuff in there. I'm so sad.
Start it over.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson.
The Dennis Villanueva.
Dennis Villanueva. Needs some Canada Dry to fix that.
An American Moist, actually.
American Moist.
That's a challenge. Somebody put a 1 minute timer on. We're going to recap what we just talked about.
God bless. Normally, Harrison hits record so early.
I'm so sad.
We thought we were going because he always hits record. Leaned over and hit it.
I internalized.
Mid-conversation.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting y'all to like. Absolutely kick it into gear as soon as it got queued up and ready.
Our best content is the first 5 minutes that we're not even recording every single time. But no, I'm internalizing it, but I'm like, yeah, like this is taking up some of my episode time. But now you screwed me. What am I going to do?
There's probably some stuff we can still talk about. Before we do that, Harrison, do you want to try introing the episode?
Sure.
You got about 5 minutes, buddy. Hit the ground running.
Do you remember what I say?
I'm gonna try to. We'll see if this works or not. Okay.
Anytime.
I'm trying to walk through
it
mentally.
You can start at any point.
I should have written out the script before I was put on the spot. All right. Hello and welcome to Sorry We Tried. As always, I am not your host, but I am the one who talks first. My name is Harrison. Over on the couch next to me, we have Zephyr Spencer.
Former Fuhrer Spencer.
Former Fuhrer.
I can't.
Retired Fuhrer.
It's okay.
You can't call me the Fuhrer that many times.
Your past is in the past.
You can't do that.
Yes, you can. It's okay. It's fine. You're former for a reason, right? You're reformed. Everything is different now.
It's all good.
We're not here to judge. It's a safe space.
Do I have to bleep that every time it's been said?
No, you better not.
Well, they come up with something horrifically offensive for Robbie, too.
Try your best.
Reigning proudly from the third chair, we have...
you can't...
Caterpillar face...
What?
Robbie.
He called you Caterpillar face.
He called you Hitler.
I called him the Fuhrer.
He called you Hitler, and then he called me Caterpillar.
He said Caterpillar face.
I was on a roll until I got interrupted, and then I had nothing.
That's awesome, though.
You threw off the groove.
I threw off the groove.
Well, you called me the Fuhrer, and you'd be like, yeah, what's up, dude? Like,
that's me.
You got it. You got it, baby.
It was the first thing that came to mind.
He's a caterpillar face.
Well, the thing is, I was about to dunk on you for being creatively bankrupt and just completely copy and pasting his intro. I was like, you gotta put
That's
your own spin on it.
That's exactly what I was going
to
do, though.
And then you compared him to a man that killed 6 million Jews.
No,
and then I
didn't.
I was like, oh, okay, here we go.
Fuhrer is a title. It is not
we
a
all
person.
That one man has.
Listen.
And
okay.
One man
no,
only.
So... We'll play a little game here, right? So, you guys, you know, like the very cliche therapy sessions where they'll show you the pictures and let you like decide what you see. It's like do you see a dog or a mountain or whatever. Yeah. Anyway, if somebody goes, "What do you think of when you hear the word Fuhrer?" Right. The only thing that anyone ever thinks of is Adolf. Is that Austrian that didn't get into art school? So
again, there's one person who had that title. You can call it a title you want, but only one person ever had it.
If you can name another one, I'll let you off the leash right now.
I thought that the ruler before him was also the Fuhrer.
Beadolf Zittler.
Dolph Ziggler.
Dolph Ziggler.
But anyway, Robbie, what was your topic for today?
Spencer knows exactly what this is and can probably help me with this. This was something I tried to do an episode on a few months ago, but I didn't have a ridiculous amount of information.
Is it Left Behind?
No, it's not Left Behind. No, it's actually none of the things that you suggested.
Is that our white whale?
He sent me an entire episode, like inspiration sheet, which is fine.
Robbie... As you know, if you've listened to the show for more than one episode, Robbie doesn't...
Props to you, by the way.
Yeah, Robbie doesn't prepare for this very often.
Something like that.
Not to say he never does it. There have been maybe 6 to 7 times in the 4 years that we've done this show that he's done it.
I feel like my job is to be a color commentator, right? I'm here
That's
to
talk. That's what he says his job is. His actual job is to help out, which he doesn't do very often.
Because I fill in the gaps of silence. We've talked about this before. If I'm not here, it's not a good idea.
I know.
True.
We don't have to air this out now, but I think you should contribute
some more.
No, I
think we should just fight on air and get it over with.
I think Robbie needs
to
contribute
some more. You get a free shot, bro, right here. No, anyway, this will be fairly quick, I would say. But I'm going to do my episode on, I'm like talking to you like I'm about to give you my essay topic.
Please do.
No, anyway, have we ever spoken to you about what happened to the Batman Arkham subreddit?
I feel like I've heard
you
bits and pieces,
research.
But I don't remember.
Okay, so you don't know what's coming here. No. Okay. Spencer, I'm going to need you to help me fill in the gaps here because this is all very... The lore and the evidence is all very, very spotty.
Okay.
It's amazing.
And there's no real rhyme or reason to a lot of it. So
no,
if you've got
like
follow-up
Arkham
questions
itself,
for me, the answer is almost always, I have no idea.
Okay.
So basically, this all starts on... Check notes.
What? I guess we should start first, because Harrison doesn't know what any of these video games are.
I should background that.
Have you ever heard of the Arkham?
I have.
Arkham Trilogy?
Yes, yeah. I've never played any of them, because
really?
I didn't have a console that had Arkham.
So,
but.
Very famous games. Very famous games.
Yeah.
I think widely considered some of the best superhero games
Personally,
ever.
I don't like them, but that's because I came to them like after I played Spider-Man and other modern games,
that's
and then went back to the PS3 era. I was like, oh, these suck.
Yeah. But at the time, the combat system of this game was considered like revolutionary. Like, it was like, it's a whole big deal, and it's still widely regarded for its combat system, especially because there have been other companies that have now made Batman-esque games since then and have not been able to replicate
including
and or build upon the
Warner
originals
Brothers themselves
engine. Yeah. So I mean, widely considered great games. Mm-hmm. The last of which came out in 2015, right? Correct?
Yes.
With Batman Arkham Knight, which was a pretty decently satisfying ending to the trilogy. Now, I've got my personal feelings about that game because there's a level halfway through, which I could not complete for so long that I uninstalled the game and came back to it about a year and a half later. But personal feelings aside, I mean, what would you say about Arkham Knight? Do you think it was a decently satisfying ending?
I don't know.
The
man.
Ending was cool. The actual game and story, I don't know, something felt missing there for me.
It's the fact that they made you drive the horrible Batmobile for the entire game.
Well,
yeah.
So they added a feature in that last game specifically where you could drive the Batmobile, which sounds like the coolest thing ever, and it would be if it was strictly like
just driving
it.
Yeah.
But they gave you like a tank mode option where you would have to have vehicle missions and blow up the Arkham Knight. So the villain of this game is the Arkham Knight.
It's just Red Hood. Sorry.
It's Red Hood. It's Red Hood. And we find out at the end that it's Red Hood. But
and they told us during the lead up to that game coming out, they're like, everyone's like, oh, it's just going to be Jason Todd. They're like, no, it's not Jason Todd.
Yeah.
It's not Jason Todd.
It was Jason Todd. But anyway, you had to fight a bunch of tanks. And it was fine for a while, but then it got to be too much. And then there's one specific level that I quite literally could not finish. And so I deleted the game.
One of the worst levels in any video game that I've ever played.
Yeah, it's awful. It really is the most awful. Yeah, and I was relieved to hear that other people hated it just as much as I did.
Because I was playing through it when I got my PlayStation. I was like, dude, this tank mission. Robbie was like, oh, that's the one I uninstalled the game on.
Yes. Yeah. It was a well-known mission. And we're not the only ones either. I feel like I've heard about it.
So that being said, there's a fandom for this going for a long time, but they didn't have a lot to go on because the series is basically over.
Yeah. So Arkham Knight was the finale, but the subreddit existed well beyond that. And for years, they would post, like people that were newer to the game would post and would ask questions, and people that were going back and playing them again would, you know, post discussion
very
questions
normal.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Very normal subreddit, right? For a fandom. Well, so going on about 2 years now, which is crazy that it's been 2 years since this original post came out. But somebody posted a poll. His name was Minecart Miner. So shout out to Minecart Miner for
for breaking Reddit
for what followed.
Okay.
But he posted a poll and he asked what the worst Arkham game was. And now the four options are Asylum, City, Origins and Knight, which is the order in which these games came out.
Okay.
But the issue here is that this guy spelled Asylum wrong, and actually spelled it Asylum. So a instead saloon. Of in, yeah, so it's A L S U M E. That's how he spelled Asylum.
That's weird because all the memes now say Asylum.
Yeah. Well, they've gotten a little lost. We're getting ahead of ourselves here. Yeah. Anyway, what we did know was that this was going to spawn what has now become the craziest Reddit or subreddit on the internet,
which has also spread its tendrils into basically every other subreddit.
Gotcha.
But anyway, long story short, people started to make memes about this guy spelling Asylum wrong. They would make posts and they would be like, how did you guys feel about Arkham Asylum or whatever? And like people would post about it and they would say like, I haven't got a chance to play it yet. What do you guys think or whatever? And it was about this time too that, so there was a rumor for a while that there was another Arkham game in development called Arkham World. I don't know how much gravity there is to that or if there was any kind of real ground. Yeah. But around this time, they were also posting memes basically saying that Asylum had taken the place of Arkham World and that was the next game that was coming out.
That's so funny.
Just a bunch of memes, but some of them were like incoherently funny memes, and so that was our starting point. Okay, that was the first post, and then the post got out of hand
because and then, at some point the moderators just gave up.
Yeah. So well, on October 15th, 2022, a Batman Arkham moderator had to print a statement or pin a statement about a consistent increase in memes on the subreddit. Yeah. So this is what their statement is. It says, "We have been getting a lot of flack lately for allowing so many posts on the sub, and I'd like to elaborate on my thoughts regarding it. At the end of the day, most of these posts are literally just posts, completely harmless, and if you have a problem with them, I'm sorry, but feel free to go to another subreddit. At the end of the day, this sub hasn't had a game in 7 years. What do you want us to do? Recycle the same content over and over again, and or the community to make in sub jokes and overall have a laugh?" It got incoherent there at the end.
Yeah.
But anyway, they basically stood their ground and said, okay, you know, like, we're not going to stop the meme post.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then about 5 days later, a Redditor posts a picture of the Arkham Knight character. And he asks, is there a lore reason why he's called the Arkham Knight? And this is where the sub plunged into insanity, because from this point out, people were spam posting, is there a lore reason? And then they would follow it up with something different each time. It says here the original post that followed was, is there a lore reason why his name is Killer Croc? And they posted a picture of Killer Croc. And apparently this spawned an entire set of memes that, anyway, the most famous one comes from a few months later, where I think the same guy posted something about, he said, okay, here it is. He says, so it's a picture of Batman next to, we should just spoil the game, right?
It came out 10 years ago.
The Joker is the primary antagonist of these games. Mm-hmm. He was the primary antagonist of Asylum or Asylum, however you, and then he was a sub antagonist of City, right? Does he die in City? Is that where he dies?
Yeah, he dies in City.
Okay, so he dies in City, but he's in Arkham Knight too. So Batman pretty much hallucinates the Joker. He's haunted by his death and hallucinates him pretty much the entire game. And there's a scene where Scarecrow has released toxic gas all over Gotham City. Mm-hmm. And Batman is standing on top of the tallest building looking down at all of the gas, and the Joker standing next to him. And somebody posted and said, why doesn't Batman just call the Justice League? Is he stupid? And then for the next four months, this Reddit page posted two memes over and over again. Is there a lore reason? Blah, blah, blah. And why didn't blah, 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 blah? Is he stupid? And this became such a big thing that, like you said, people were posting this in other subreddits.
Wow.
Like there was one in, I can't find it anymore. I thought I had this one screenshot.
Just ask somebody that was on Reddit during this time. It was literally everywhere.
It was everywhere. It was everywhere. Like I found one on the Lord of the Rings subreddit. Like that was what I was thinking of. Yeah. Like it was like they were asking a question about Frodo, and then they were like, "Is he stupid?" And then it was like it was everywhere. It wasn't even just Reddit. It was on Twitter. It was on Instagram. It was everywhere. And then the same thing with, "Is there a lore reason why?"
I do remember that format. Yeah.
The brain rot was like spreading all over all of the internet.
It took over everywhere. Yeah. And from there, the Arkham subreddit just got worse. They started intentionally misspelling character names and changing people's names.
Is that
names.
Where man came in?
Yeah.
Because at some point, it's all of a sudden like man showed up and took over the entire thing.
So it went from like there was a formatted chaos to just complete and utter chaos within the span of a few weeks because they were naming the Joker the Jonkler. I forgot what they renamed Bane, but Bone. So
I do remember Bone.
And then they renamed Batman Man, and what they did, some guy posted, I don't remember, I couldn't find the origin of that one, which makes me sad, because the thing is, it was so hard to find like the lore posts on this, because when you search it up in the subreddit, they all use the same format. So if I try to look up the original one, there's about a million different copies in different ways. And so there's no way. Yeah. If I look up man, it's like 90% of the subreddit's posts. Yeah. So it's like, there's nothing you can do about it. But they were like photoshopping like Batman's ears off and calling him man. And then that's where the famous Michael Keaton picture comes out. When the Flash trailer drops, they cut Michael Keaton's ears off, and he's become kind of the face of man since then, and that's where all these posts come from that Spencer's posting about. But they kind of just fell into darkness from there and have never really recovered.
Well, there's like, a while where the mods had to come out and say like there's too many NSFW posts, like people were posting fully nude pictures.
No, that's true. They were doing that. Yeah, that was a real thing. Well, wasn't it? I guess I'm trying to figure out if I can say it on air. I'm going to say it, and then you can bleep it if you need to.
I've already said this anyway.
No, one of the users that ended up getting banned from the subreddit.
So,
Killer Croc is the name of a Batman villain, and he's a villain in the Arkham universe. But this guy's username was Killer Croc. And he got banned almost immediately for the post that he was making. And I can't remember exactly what
he was under every single post. He was just replying with the word killer. Over and over again.
Which I think is just hilarious. Just because, I don't know, there's something about like nonsensical comedy that gets me specifically. And that's why I had such a fun time on that subreddit. I remember specifically being at Spencer's house, and he and I just scrolled through for like an hour and read a bunch of those posts.
If I remember correctly, you hadn't heard about
it. No, I hadn't.
And I was like, dude, you've got to see this. Yeah, and he just like started looking through for an hour.
It's the most insane thing that I've ever seen, just because it's like watching society devolve in real time.
It's brain rot. It really, for some reason, something snapped in that one group of people, and the brain rot spread to every corner of the internet.
And the crazy part is there are so many members of this sub. Like, I mean, like, it's like, and they've seen a higher viewer count or a higher sub count now than they ever had, all because of the insanity.
Wow.
And it all spawned from, like, Batman Arkham. Like, it's like, I'll see posts now on Instagram from, like, famous, like memers on Instagram or people that have like no connection to that at all. And it's crazy that I can look at that post and go, this all started in the Batman Arkham subreddit. Such a very like, niche isn't really the word. I mean, those are very popular games.
Yeah. This is a random like, thing.
It's such a random place. Yeah. But it did. It was infectious. It was everywhere. It wasn't just video games and movies and Ask Reddit posts. Like, I mean, like everywhere, dude, all over
people
Twitter.
People are still complaining. Like, you will see, like, for a while, the Spider-Man subreddit, like the Spider-Man PS4 subreddit, because the original trailer for Spider-Man 2 came out. And it was like just that one picture of Peter and Miles sitting next to each other. And that was all we had for like 2 years. So there was like just for a long time, the Spider-Man subreddit almost became that. And they banned a bunch of people and said, we're not becoming Arkham. Yeah. We're not doing it. Yeah. The mods went crazy. They cracked out everything.
The Spider-Man game moderators are very, they're very strict and annoying too. But either way, I mean, like, I think the Arkham subreddit moderators gave up because first of all, the series is over. There's nothing they can do about it now. And this has become far too big. They can't ban enough people. I mean, for every person they ban, two more post. It's like Hydra. So
cut off one man, two more take its place.
But yeah, I don't know. I just found that personally hilarious. Well, because there's one more angle to this. Case study. Yeah, so if I miss something, let me know.
The one recent piece of lore which had me crying was that Bone was canonically killed.
I forgot about that.
So somebody at one point said Bone is dead. Like they killed Bone, and then like to celebrate, they were posting fully naked pictures of Bone.
What?
And like everybody just went along with it. Like no one in the sub like it is pretending that Bone is still alive. Yeah. They're all saying Bone is dead, rip Bone. It just keeps going.
The comments are just as toxic as everything else because a lot of the times and it's almost there's a certain level of genius to this. Like there's a lot of insanity and like you said a lot of brain rot, but there's a certain level of genius.
Of Joker like evil genius. Yeah.
And I wonder because I like people so there are about four or five quotes from the Arkham game that people will just continuously spam underneath comments.
Okay.
And they will find new and creative ways to incorporate them into comments under posts. And every time it's the same five lines over and over again. And like some people will start the line and then somebody else will come underneath it and finish it. Like, I mean, like it's become so,
it's like a religious movement.
Devolved. Yeah. I was going to say that. Yeah. Yeah. So, that's really all I've got on it just because
it's wild.
I feel like there's not much more to the story other than it's complete chaos in there and
all these other subreddits, like you'll see like, oh, what is this Batman Arkham now? Like they're all mad, like all the Redditors are reacting against it.
Yeah.
And even there's an effort to retake the Arkham subreddit. They have like a rival subreddit called Arkham Rehabilitation. Or they'll post like the meme formats with like crosses through them and like saying like you can't do this, like this is not man, this is Batman, like, and they're like talking about like there's meme posts like back and forth, like they're trying to retake like Arkham people will come in and try to take over Arkham Rehabilitation. Yeah. Rehabilitation people will come in and try to take over Arkham. Like it never ends. It keeps getting crazier.
But when I need a laugh, I take a visit to that subreddit.
Yeah.
And cycle by like top this week. It's like what do we got going on this week?
It's so good.
I would recommend in your free time just take one glance at it. It's not for everyone. It'll either be the funniest thing you've ever seen or not funny at all. There's no in between. But for me, I could not stop laughing. I about peed myself.
That's so fun.
And there's not a... I wish that this had happened in Twitter and not Reddit, dude. Because you can imagine if Twitter was just completely over and ruined by one stupid joke.
It needs it at this point. I think we should start a revolution. Yeah.
But the problem is you can't artificially start something like that.
No.
Because like even the starting point makes
Here's
no sense.
What
the
you
fact
do.
That somebody misspelled
you,
asylum.
You post on the Arkham subreddit and you say that the Jonkler has taken over Twitter and man has to respond. He needs all his loyal followers to respond.
We should try that.
Listen, they've got enough numbers and listen, I have not seen dedication like I've seen dedication to that subreddit.
It's almost religious.
The
it really
people
is,
in there,
yeah.
You get them on Twitter, it's over. It's over. Twitter they
done.
Will find
yeah.
a way to infect everyone else. It's over.
Can we post that and see what happens?
I'm down.
I'll even throw
post
it in
the,
there.
All you have to look, it's so easy to post on that sub. You post the same Michael Keaton image, distort it a little bit, and be like, the Jonkler's taking over Twitter, and it's over.
Well, what's really funny, this is completely unrelated. What's related, it's one of the jokes I've done for a long time, is that, you know, like on Reddit, when you have like the arrow when there's multiple pictures, people would post fake ones of that, like,
yes,
and there was
about that.
They would try to trick people into trying to scroll, but you couldn't scroll, because it was a screenshot of that arrow.
For a good 2 weeks, that was like a huge thing on that subreddit, and people were getting caught because they were getting caught up swiping like that.
And then people were like, it's okay, this one's real, and it would still be the fake.
No,
so good.
It's one of those things where I could sit and try to explain it about a million different ways, but you've got to experience it for yourself.
Well, philosophically, I think if we were to try to psychoanalyze this a little bit, there's something within the human soul that wants to just be psychotic.
Yes.
We want a space to just let our darkest, most absurd ramblings free in the Arkham subreddit allowed people a space to be like, I don't have to make sense. I don't have to even be funny. I can just spam. I can get clout by just being absurd and random. The Joker won. The Joker's point from Dark Knight, where one bad day turns everybody into a psychopath. One bad misspelled post turned an entire internet website into just a lunatic asylum.
I'm not exaggerating when I say they should be studied. This situation should legitimately be studied. It's not. Yeah, this is not even an attempt to be funny. I mean, like, they could probably learn so much from this.
That's crazy.
And there's a certain level of irony in the fact that this is an Arkham subreddit.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, like, the fact that, yeah, I don't know. I just, it's like the inmates of Arkham Asylum. I mean, it's really what it is.
Yeah, just complete lunacy. I love it.
That's really fun.
That'll probably never get old. And that's a great way to describe it. It is. It's just like externalizing your internal, like, your irrational internal thoughts.
Yeah.
All the time. Like, I mean, like, I can't speak for you guys personally, but yeah, I mean, I agree. There have been times where I've just kind of, like, the things that I think don't really make sense, but it's like, if you're alone, you might just mumble it just in case, you know? Like, you know, there are things that, like, you could post on there that you would never get away with anywhere else, I feel like. Yeah. I don't know.
The in-jokes, the lore reasons.
Yeah. And it's like every week it's something new. Every week somebody will post something that will drive the subreddit further away from God. And then I think we're too far gone at this point.
Well, and the one chance for redemption was that they put out that Suicide Squad game set in the Arkham universe.
Yeah.
But then
it's bad.
It's really bad.
It's really bad.
Like there were posts like Sirius was like, wait, guys, is this going to turn us sane again? Like, is this it? Are we going to finally have something to talk about? And then there was nothing to talk about because that game is awful.
Yeah, it's awful.
So they just went right back to what they were doing before.
No, but I did. The only original post I could find was that Minecart Miner post, which is where he misspelled Asylum the first time. And I kind of scrolled through the comments just to see where the insanity started. And somebody had posted just recently on it. And they said, this is it. This is patient zero. And I remember I died. It was like 3 a.m. when I was reading that. And I was crying.
Well, I think the dude, I don't remember what he said, but the dude who posted it originally came back and posted something else in the sub.
That's
and, like,
what I
apologized.
See, because that's what I was trying to find earlier, but I couldn't find it. Yeah. But yeah, no, but it's too late, buddy. It's over.
Yeah, it's over. It's too late. You have to live
there
with what you
no
created.
Cure.
The craziest part is you could bump into that guy on the street and you'd never know. He's like your unknown celebrity. Like, I could bump into this guy getting coffee one morning and I would never know that he started an entire internet craze.
That's awesome.
It's not all heroes wear capes.
Man wears one.
I think the world needed that. There's a certain amount of healing and being unhinged like that. I think we needed it.
When I use Reddit, but I'm not going to pretend for a moment like I like Reddit.
Yeah, fair.
Like, people who are avid users of Reddit need to be stopped. They need to be checked, and they got checked. What they loved was taken from them.
I think people,
and now Twitter users need to have it happen to them.
I think Reddit moderators, I don't know, they don't get paid for that, do they?
No, it's not paid.
Yeah. So it's like you're spending your free time doing that. Like, you work a 9-to-5 probably and then come home and then you're a Reddit moderator.
Mm-hmm.
That's way too much, brother. Way too much. And so, yeah, I think it's funny that they couldn't control. But shout out to the Arkham moderators for just letting it happen.
Well, because there was millions of these. You couldn't stop
They tried to hold the gate, but it was far too gone too quickly. And
the movement was too big. You couldn't stamp all that out because there's too many posts to reject, you know? And then if you reject one, then it can make 12 more and try to post them.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, shout out to all the Reddit moderators for being just bad. And you need
Someone
to stop.
To...
You need to have a
Harrison,
different life
path. Are you a Reddit moderator?
No.
Positive?
Yeah.
Did you forget?
Were you lying?
No.
You paused. I was going to let it go until you paused.
No. I'm not a moderator.
Yet.
Only for Arkham.
Perfect sense, actually.
Harrison says, nah, who cares? I've never played these games. You guys can do what you want.
I've never played the games. This is a funny meme. Keep it going, guys.
He's probably killer if I had to guess. It's him.
The Jonkler.
Yeah. No, but anyway, that actually went over longer than I expected to. Thank you for the help. Like I said, it was hard to do a bullet point esque like story on this one.
Well, it's like archaeology. Yeah. It really is, because it's been buried by so many layers of just crap.
At one
you
point,
can't find
the
it.
First time I tried to do this episode, I found a spreadsheet that somebody had made
where they laid out the entire history,
but it didn't make sense. And it,
they were like, "Guys, I figured it out."
One
and
of
it's
the inmates
meme with
did
the guy.
It. Yeah, I was about to say it was
on the wall.
But yeah, it made no sense, and so that I had to cancel it because I was legitimately going to do an episode on it. I told Spencer and everything. Yeah. I was super excited, but I couldn't make any sense of it. And so this time, I just loaded it up with what I could find. And then I loaded up like a bunch of would you rather questions at the end in case I had to use them, but I didn't have to. So you guys want to do
one
though?
We can save that for the next one.
Yeah. Let's do one.
Yeah, let's do one.
We'll do Iceberg. Yeah. I'm gonna find my favorite one of these.
We can start off the next episode with would you rather.
Sounds good.
Actually, yeah. So save that. So thank you guys so much for listening. As always, we don't do any outros anymore. But what's our website?
The sorrywetried.com.
It's not the paw sorry we tried, it's sorrywetried.com. The email address is thepodcastmen@gmail.com.
Yeah.
And Instagram is at SWT Podcast. Merch is bit.ly/SWT merch. Probably about it, right?
Yeah. As always, all the links are on the website.
Sorry, we have a Bradford pear in our yard and I'm dying slowly every day.
Brad.
No, you don't get to personalize him. We're literally
Brad sounds like a guy who would give you allergies just being around him.
There's one right there in our backyard, and then there's one right over where I park my car.
I wonder
so
if
it's
that's
like,
what's been messing with my head. That
no,
would
it's,
make sense.
It's the Bradford pears. They have more pollen than anything else.
I forget that. Can we cut it down?
Oh,
I thought
so
about
awesome.
It. I thought about it. I was like, this is killing me. Like, I walk out every day and have to make eye contact with the thing that has taken my... Like, I'm a teacher. I have to be able to talk. And
barely
I'm sitting there
talk.
Like, good, I can't. Like, I can't do anything.
Water! Sweater, Stevie!
I donate it.
Like, my voice is gone. It's been gone for weeks, and my kids are like, "You sound like a dying cat." I'm like, "Thank you, thank the Bradford pear in my yard." Is there a lore reason why our neighbors have five Bradford pears?
Is there a lore reason why Bradford has pears? Is he stupid?
I'm Spencer.
I'm Harrison.
I'm the Jonkler.
R.I.P. Bone. You'll be missed.
Interesting.
These weren't just innocent bystanders. These were enemies who felt the wrath of God's backhand. When tough love must get even tougher, God's backhand. When evil plays rough, God can play rougher.